didn't seem very inspired.
So the Gemara now has been discussing with us. So what do we know? We know that...
Review sheet, okay?
No, but I'm going to read outside the review sheet. But what do we know for sure? We know that there's an interesting halacha from the Torah. And the halacha is that when you put these four strings on, okay, so two of those strings need to be the color of your shirt. So to make it simple, we're going to use a red shirt case. So if I own a red shirt, so the two of the strings have to be red, right? And the other two have to be what color? All right. I don't like to use the word color. But anyway, the color or the, made from the material tchelas, meaning... You dye the strings from tchelas, okay? All right, that's important. So again, two strings are, what do you call it, are extensions of the beged, right? They have to match the color of the shirt. And the other two are, for now we'll say, the Torah obligates you on putting on those other two blue strings, okay? Okay. So far so good? Okay. Okay. What's the case in the Gemara, the first case? The case is that, let's say my garment is what color? Tchelas. And I have an interesting problem. Okay, which we have to decipher. The problem is that, well, now, what should I do initially? What would you think I would do? Four tchelas, right? Because two would be extension of beged, and the other two would be tchelas. So I should have four tchelas strings.
It's like two tchelas compounds, but like, or sorry, four tchelas chemical compounds, but only like.
Right, so orange sharp guy. Right, you're saying functionally they must be different. Even though they look identical, you're saying in the abstract they're actually two different, right, they're actually two different sets of strings, right? That's what you're saying. No. That's an external idea. The Gemara would have said it as Mitzvot Chavilos.
You wouldn't be able to use the same tchelas string for both.
The Gemara would have said that, though. The Gemara always records whenever it's Mitzvot Chavilos. You can't hypothesize Mitzvot Chavilos. It has to be in the Gemara.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to put that to the side. All right. Well, fine. That's cute what you're saying, okay? But what do we see? Well, let me just get the case out. So if my shirt's made out of tchelas, so I can't use tchelas and tchelas. So what? Rather, now it's two steps here, right? In other words, I shouldn't use two tchelas strings. Rather, what do I use? Any other color I want to, right? It's interesting. There's no default color of tzitzis. I know today we're conditioned to think it's white. That's incorrect. White doesn't mean white in this context, although, as I discussed with Rabbi Zerning, it can mean that. In general, white means not tchelas, okay? Any other color, right? Okay. That's step one. And then the Gemara says on top of that, but what can't you use, okay? Okay, now you got to be careful because you can't use the, well, now, what do we want to call Kala Ilan? Can we call it? Oh, good. What? Fake tchelas, okay? You can't use fake tchelas, right? Because what's a person going to think? What? Blue. Okay, blue. You can't use blue. But one second. But let me ask you a question. But what there's, but of course you could be able to use blue. What would you think? Why would you think you could use blue? Oh, you'll get your chance, Aaron. Why would you think, right, why would you think, you know, it was not quite. Why would you think you could use blue? One second. Okay, good. But you have to say more than just the fact that it's not tchelas. It would seem the idea is that you should see this. Remember, it goes back to our initial approach. The strings modify the garment. Therefore, they should be viewed as an extension of the garment. How do you view them as an extension of the garment? As a natural flowing from the garment? The color of the strings. They have to match the color of the garment. So you could be right. If it's a 50-50 shirt, this case is taken up by Poskim, but you could say, like, if it's green-white strings. What are we really trying to understand? We're trying to understand what are those four strings? What's the two and two? That's what we're really trying to understand. Okay, what's the relationship between them? Joel. In other words, let's understand what's happening here. In other words, okay. Right, precise. Okay. All right, let's start from the beginning, okay? Let's understand what we're talking about with these four strings, okay? Okay. Now, I can present a theoretical possibility to start the ball rolling, which is, let's say I have a tchelas garment. Now, we know that two of the strings must be extension of the beged, min kanaf, and two of the strings must be tchelas, okay? Okay. Now, what I could have theoretically said was that if I have a blue, if I have a tchelas shirt, right, what could I accomplish with those first two tchelas strings? You could argue that. Meaning, you could say that, one way to approach it, you could say, I fulfill my obligation both of extension of beged and tchelas with those two strings. And then the other two strings are just there to complete the four. Okay. When you take that step, then you go down to what granite, that's the first step to take. The first step to take is just to understand the relationship. Then you get down to granite road. So granite is saying is very good. Because the question is, how do we look at these four strings? You could say that there's a min kanaf set of strings, And then there's a tchela set of strings. That the Torah has, in a sense, two, not obligations, right?
No.
But two objectives that you're getting in these four strings. Two of them must be extension of beged, and two of them must be tchelas, right? But they're independent expressions, right? One is an extension of the beged, and the other one just is that God said he wants you to add two strings to this kanaf, right? Two tchela strings. But no. The other way is to say no. It's the four strings are a unit, okay? There's a unit of four. Right now, the Torah comes along and says, "In that, and really, I would argue, I can't say this for sure, but I might even argue that there's four strings that extend from the beged, but two of them now are modified to be tchelas died." Okay, I'm not saying you have to start off with red strings. I'm just saying conceptually, it's a unit of four strings. You're modifying your beged. These four strings are a unit, and now what do? I come along. The Torah comes along and says, "Take two of those four and modify them." Right. Why do you have to now? What does modification produce? Right, it produces two things: a chelas and b a contrast. Meaning, within the very four itself, you must see a contrast of chelas and extension. So, the first way of learning is to say that. Hold on, we'll get to that. I'll show you. But the first way of learning is to say that they're two separate expressions, two discrete sets of strings. Okay. Then you could have tchelas and tchelas working together. The other way, say, no, they're not two discrete ones. They're one unit, okay? One unit. And in that one unit, what must take place? In that one unit, two of them must be tchelas, right? And that's why they could be, that's why for sure they can't be tchelas. In a normal case of four. Don't worry about the eights, right? Now, one second. No, get some maskana. Now, let's talk about, what if I had a tchelas? One second. This answer is a red shirt case, okay? Okay. If I have a tchelas shirt, okay, let's say the color of my beged is tchelas. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says I have two tchelas strings and then two of any other color. Okay, why? Okay, but let's say I have a tchelas shirt. Okay, because that's why I start off at that point. What's happening when I have a tchelas shirt? I have two tchelas strings and then what? Two, any other color I want to. Let's say red and yellow. Okay, why? Why?
Because tchelas at that point is not going to be minkah. It's going to, right, tchelas is by definition the thing that contrasts.
No.
So well, what I say, let him finish. Let him finish. Asher, let him finish.
If tchelas is the thing that contrasts, it can't then also be the
minkah. Isn't Oren ultimately saying that now it's just a question of, you would think Kala Elam would work, because if we look at it based on what? Based on substance, right? Versus based on function, right? So insofar, you're right. Insofar as the color is concerned, so at the end of the day, these are two different colors. The substance of tchelas is different than the substance of kala ilan. But it seems like the idea of contrast is really a functional idea. I mean, it can't be a contrast through the very substance. It has to be a functional contrast, which means I have to be able to clearly see the difference between the two. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yes.
Nice and precise. Now, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, not so fast. In one brisa, in the first brisa, the Gemara says that Kala Elon is puzzle, okay? And the second Bryce says that Kala Elon is not ideal, right? That you could use, if you use this fake blue, it'd be okay. So now we have an inconsistency in the Gemara, right? Was that clear? In other words, everyone clear that? We have an inconsistency. One Gemara says puzzle or not allowed to use. One Gemara says you can use it. Bidyevin. And in the Masifta reading of the Gemara, okay, the case of, notice I stuck that in there. The case by four, right? The case by four is the case where it'd be puzzle. Okay? Meaning, if I have four, yeah. If I had four strings.
I went to said with this, that didn't get it.
So if I had. All right, if I have four strings. Yeah. If I have four strings. So the Gemara says if I have four strings, it'd be puzzle for me to use Kala Elon. Okay? But if I have eight strings, then what the heck does eight strings mean? Now this is now you gotta follow. I wrote it out beautifully here. This is beautiful. Beautiful. Yes, eight strings. See eight strings? Yes. Okay, so what happens? It means like this. Now, we're not gonna get into why I can add strings to my tzitzis. That's a separate issue. But what do? But remember, by the way, it's proving my point of modifying my beged. So from a fashion standpoint, you know what I say? I have a garment. I add on my, let's say, white strings and tchela strings, right? And then now, am I now yotzei my chiyuv? Am I fulfilling my obligation? I have. Now, what does the guy want to do after that? Like I wrote down here, he says, you know what? I have a red garment. There's two red strings and two tchela strings. And then I want to add four kala ilan strings to these four strings that are already there. Okay, that's not the problem. The problem is that, you know what might happen? Then I might sell my four-corner garment that now has on it two red strings, two tchela strings, and four kalilan strings to Dardik, the average Jew, right? And Dardik, in his confusion, will say, huh, there are four Kali Elon strings on here. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take off those Kali Elon strings and use them as my tchelas because you didn't know these are Kali Elon strings. It's tempting. Don't get lost by the hilarity of the situation. You know why? Because I know what you're going to ask. We're really worried about a guy coming along and then buying Dardik buys my fancy tzitzis that have two red, two tchelas, and four fake blue, which look exactly like tchelas, and oh my God, he's going to go ahead and then cut the two-color Elon string. I mean, forget hypothetically that would ever actually happen. We have to really understand what's bothering the Gemara. This is such a critical point. I know you hate this. When the Gemara presents hypotheticals, right, it presents extreme hypotheticals not because of the probability of the hypothetical. It's trying to present a conceptual idea and uses the probability. Okay, good. Okay, so what's the idea here? It's not lifnei iver. Asher is pointing out one important thing. We have to explain what? We do have to explain why the Gemara would tolerate an idea of, remember, again, let's be careful, two red, two tchelas, and now four kala ilan. Now, if you think about it, I think what's bothering Asher is Asher's going to say, well, 1 second. Do I still have contrast? Well, it depends what you mean. Again, I think is what you're saying. In other words, it depends what you mean by contrast. I have two strings there, but I have six. Right. So is that still contrast? That's what's bothering you, right? It's, in other words, the tchelas has to be that which is the contraster, okay? What's happening if I add four kala ilan strings, right? Right. And maybe that's a problem insofar as the exclusive relationship that tchelas has to have to the other strings. Kamash malan, that as long as the tchelas itself, in other words, we look at it as an internal contrast, like Uri was saying, as long as the tchelas itself is contrasting, right? It's fine. It doesn't have to be an exclusive contrast. But maybe the Havina might say that it would be a problem because what's happening here, that's why it might not have been a lechatchila b'dyaved. Because maybe what you would say is that what's it doing, it's not exclusively contrasting, because these Kali Elon are, in a sense, stealing the Tchelas of thunder. All right, Tanur Banan. Mem Alpha Mabez, where it says Tanur Banan. You guys want a Gemara? So the Gemara Mem Alpha Mabez says Tanur Banan. Okay. So this is a fundamental question, okay? How many strings are required on the corner? Okay? Now, let's be careful, okay? Now remember, before you read the answer, remember, what? Well, 1 second. Before we get to the answer, remember, what are we talking about here when we say strings on the corner? Because before you even read the two positions, you should be thinking to yourself, well, what do we mean? Do we mean, again, right, let's look at this for a second. Now remember, don't worry about these knots. Forget that, okay? We're talking about right over here, okay, on the corner. Now think about it for a second. What do you do? Does it?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's how I'm reading.
Is it four strings or is it eight strings?
Four strings.
Okay, meaning it's four strings, right? No, you'll see in a second how you could read three in a very funky way. Okay, I kid you not. All right, but look, remember, there's two theoretical ways you can look at what this means. Does this mean four strings that are doubled over? Or do we actually say that since I'm doubling it over and I tie a knot, what do I get out of this now? Eight strings. Okay? Oh. Don't make sounds. I'm telling you, this is two logical ways to look at it.
How can you look at that as eight separate strings?
All right, just from a architecture standpoint, okay? All right, so this is the kanaf, okay? This is the first knot you put on. This is the obligation. The Torah obligation is this knot over here. Forget these for the time being. We're going to take this up in the Gemara soon, but forget these. This part here, okay, is called the what? Anyone know what this is called? No? Okay, we'll get to the Gedilim in a second. Enough, okay? Enough. Enough eitzavot. Enough. What does enough mean, by the way?
Oh,
branch. So think about it. Think about what's happening. When I come to modify my shirt, right, I tie the strings onto the corner, and now what extends from here, right, the branches that come off the corner are called the enough.
You just answered your own question. What? Those are the strings. Those are the enough. There are eight enoughot.
No. They're strings. They're strings. Just refer to them halakhically as enough, okay? How long does this have to be, by the way? We don't know yet. We don't know yet. We don't know yet. We don't know yet. Okay.
No. That's
okay. Bati, take it away.
No.
All right. So Beishamai Omru. Okay. So Beis Shammai says how many?
Four.
And Beis Hillel says how many?
Three.
Okay. Now, the Gemara doesn't tell us at this point, right, any reason why you would say four or three. That's what makes this kind of machlokas so difficult. You see, we wanted the Gemara to tell us my taima, meaning the Gemara should have said the reason for Beis Hillel is X and the reason for Beis Shammai is Y. It doesn't. So now we got a big problem because who's going to take over now? The Rishonim, okay? But you have to understand, the Gemara doesn't tell us the reason, so you can never define this argument without looking at a Rishon. It'd be impossible because what's pushing Beis Hillel?
Yeah.
Bali
Masorah.
Okay.
We're looking at the Rishonim now to
what are the two ways you can learn the Machlokes? Is it three versus four or six versus eight? Okay. Okay, Luke says Arba. Shh. What does Rashi say? Arba? Arba? No, Arba.
That's the wrong one.
Arba'a. With a hay in the end. It's like six lines from the bottom of Rashi. Wait. Arba chutin, which means what? Four strings, okay? So Rashi learns, what do you do? You take four strings, okay, four strings, and then you loop them through the hole in the corner, okay? So you have your four-corner garment, you punch a hole in it, right? What do? You take your four strings, you loop them through. So now what do you have coming out now? Eight, okay? Keep going in Rashi. Oh, I'm sorry, forget that. I'm sorry. We're not there yet. Okay, hold on.
Whoa.
You this can't be a whoa. But to go on the Gemara. But to hey. Mishulesha. Now what does Mishulesha mean? Rashi. Tuluya. Ha'anaf. Minagadil. Okay. So we have another word here. Darius, you said the word before. The Torah says in Parsha Kisetze, Gidilim ta'aselach. Very good. What's a gedil? What's the gedil here?
Is it one?
The knot. Okay. So, cut off his corner. Gedil is the knot. Now, what Rashi's saying? How much? What's the length of the strings that have to? What's the length of these strings here off the gedil? So, kama tehei mishuleshes. How much? What's the shear? What's the length of this? Okay. So, Beis Shammai Omrim. Yeah.
How are we supposed to know kama is referring to length as opposed to how many strings?
Well, tuluya ha'anaf mina gadil. Mishulashet tuluya, hanging off of.
Yeah, how many should be hanging off?
No. We know how many should be hanging off. We know that already. No, come on. So Rashi, because Rashi says, right, and what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, how much? Beis Shammai Omrim arba? Beis Hillel shalosh. Okay, so Beis Shammai says, how long should it be? Four etzbos, so four finger lengths, okay? And Beis Shammai says, and Beis Hillel says, three. Okay, now, you got to scratch your head at this point, okay? Why would you scratch your head at this point? Not because you haven't showered in a couple of days. That's on my sheet.
What kind of machlokas?
Worse. Worse. No, how about this?
Why does it matter?
Let me ask you, is it a coincidence that Beis Shammai happens to say four by the amount of strings and four by the length of the anaf? I don't believe it's a coincidence, but then how would you ever define it? See, right. What's so odd about this is that Beis Shammai like a four guy? Like if you're an academic, he woke up one morning and said, huh,
four,
right? So today, everything I say is going to be four. Four strings, four etzbos. In other words, the length of the anaf. Right, this is what you have to work on. This length has nothing to do with the amount of strings I'm putting through the hole. Nothing. And what's even worse is that if you want to learn Rashi's way, which is to say that the four is really eight, meaning I'm doubling it through, so how many strings I have coming off this? I see eight strings, but yet the length has to be how long?
Four.
What should he have said?
Eight.
Eight.
Yeah.
Two.
No.
Two.
Well, it's...